Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us here in the studio to talk about another blood drive just around the corner, Bunny Reeder from the Red Cross. Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you today?
I'm doing good today.
Doing good. And from the Knights of Columbus, Jim Erickson. How are you, Jim?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. All right. Well, it seems like you guys were just here. These blood drives seem to get closer and closer together.
They do, but there is a minimum of 8 weeks between them.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like 8 weeks. Well, Monday at the Knights of Columbus, all right?
Right. We're having one blood drive Monday, KFC Hall from 12 to 6. And this blood drive is in honor of all the veterans that served and who are now serving. And so we are asking if you're a veteran or if you want somebody in your family that is, please come out and give blood in their honor. So
that's right. And even if you don't know a veteran, come on out and give blood anyway.
Yes, come out and give
that's
blood,
right,
because we do need it. And one nice thing, I said, well, it's not deer season this year.
That's right.
But we got Veterans Day.
That's right, Veterans Day. But yeah, usually it's like that first day of season, the 15th or something like that. It's the 11th this time around. But again, people can come on in. And we were talking before we went on, before we get into too many details, you can make an appointment online, can't you?
You can make an appointment online now, and it's Red Cross. Let me read it. I'm not, it's Red Cross, small letters, Red Cross Blood, in care of Taos KFC.
All right. Just look for that. You can just Google probably the Red Cross and it'll get you there. I know that's how I usually do it and find it, because I've made my appointments the last couple of times to go in. So it's a nice way to go.
Might save you a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. You know, and this way when you do it, you know, they can space them where I could never space them. So,
yeah.
But you can, if you don't need an appointment, just come on in.
That's right. Walk-ins always welcome.
Always we'll anytime between 12 and 6.
That's right. And what is it, 17? Age 17?
You have to be age of 17. Mm-hmm. And there's no upper limit as long as you are in good health. There's a number of them that are coming in that are in their 80s right now that they want to give all the time.
That's terrific.
And as far as restrictions go, there's been, I think, another change in some of the medicines that are doing it. And the only one I can tell you right now is that you can't give is if you're on a blood thinner of one type or another.
Okay.
If you're a diabetic or high blood pressure or that, you can come in, just kind of relax if you got a blood pressure problem before you come in. Just take a couple deep breaths and relax. So.
And remember to eat a good breakfast, right? Because the iron one's another one that tends to get people.
Yeah, that's the iron one, so keep that up. And also, I mentioned this last time, there has been a change for the people with tattoos. As soon as you have a tattoo, as soon as it's healed over, you can now give, so there is no that not year waiting period anymore. The only one that does have a year waiting period are cancer patients.
Okay.
You have to wait a year from the last treatment or your surgery or whatever, how it was taken care of. But that is it.
All right.
And we still have the goodie bags.
Yeah.
And we're still getting some goodies from Neiman's and Walmart and Tim Hortons. So.
Very good. And speaking of goodies, Jim Erickson is here from the Knights of Columbus. And Jim, you guys have started doing a raffle among those who come in, right?
Yes, we started a raffle, and it's been working out very good. People appreciate what we do for them for coming in and donating blood. And that's one way to pay back to them for coming in.
Sure. Now, what are we raffling off this Monday?
This time we're going to have another oil change from Zubak Motor. Pete's donating it, and Pete's a wonderful person.
Yeah.
So is Zubak's Motor.
Yes.
They're located out on 55 and also in Oscoda. And then we got two haircuts being donated by Main Street Barbershop at 122 Newman Street, and very nice of them to donate. Cleano's Market's donating 6 sandwiches, so there are going to be 6 separate prizes there.
Wow, nice.
And they got some very good sandwiches. You can't ask for better sandwiches. They're always made fresh,
good,
and it's good quality meat. And so stop on down, and you could win these prizes and also help these donation people out. When That's you need right. a haircut or anything, oil change, just go out to these places because it's getting harder and harder to get donations for the raffle. So
all right.
if you got anything to raffle, I'd appreciate if you could come in and let us know that you'd be willing to donate.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, there you go. So calling all businesses out there, if you got something to raffle off, we'd love to do that. And we want people to come on in no matter what to give the gift of life. And what is it? Do you help three people with each of your donations?
Yes, you help three people yeah. with every unit they are. So if we get 100 donors, you know, units, we're helping 300 people.
Terrific.
All that. Also, if you got your flu shot, there's no waiting time for your flu shot.
Okay,
I know
all right.
they're pushing flu shots.
Yeah.
So
if you have any questions, come on in. You yes. know what? I know they're very good about answering all the questions. You go through the list before you even give blood. So, but if you have any questions, come on in. Better to come in and find out you can give blood than to not come in and find out you could have given blood.
You could, yes, because there is. And if you do have a question and you don't want to, you know, register at that time, just ask for me and okay. I will find out for you if you can or not.
All right.
But just come out in honor of all of our veterans and the gentlemen and the women that are serving now. They need it. They do need it because Red Cross does furnish the blood for the veterans' hospitals.
So. You bet. Noon till 6 on Monday at the Knights of Columbus Hall. And Jim, while we got you here, what else you guys got coming
up? Yeah, we got... our burger night on every Monday night.
Yeah.
And it's going to go all winter long and it's okay. a very good feast. I mean, everybody that's come out really enjoyed it. And then we're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner for Thanksgiving. Any widow or anybody that ain't got nobody else in town,
oh, nice.
They can come
okay.
out on Thanksgiving Day. The meal's going to be served at 2 o'clock. If you want to make a reservation, call the hall and they'll be more glad to handle it for
very
you.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have our stag venison dinner December 3rd. So all the guys out there, come in and...
Get some venison.
Get some venison.
And some camaraderie,
yeah.
too. Why
yeah.
not?
And we're going to have good old Kevin Allen there being our guy,
MC. Yeah, I'm looking forward
MC-ing
to it.
It.
Should be a lot of fun. It should be a good evening. All right. And what's the number over there if they want more information on
it's,
what you're doing?
It's 362-6333.
6333. All yeah. right. Yes. Come on out and give blood Monday, Veterans Day. And of course, you'll be honoring veterans when you do so. But veterans, we'd love to see you too, right, Bunny?
Yes, we'd love yeah. to see everybody out there. And if anybody wants to help with future drives, just give me a call.
Okay.
But come out and, you know, blood is so important. Mm-hmm. You don't think it is until the day you need it. So,
boy, that's for sure. From the American Red Cross, Bunny Reeder, and from the Knights of Columbus Hall in East Dallas there, Jim Erickson, thank you once again for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.